The Bird Show.
I want to break out the voice disguiser for this one. And this is going to be one of those questions that we ask that I don't think, although I didn't think we'd get any calls this morning either.
Yeah, careful what you say.
This is almost like a source of pride for us now, where we're at the point where we can throw just about any question at you guys, and we know somebody generally listening is going to call up and say, that crazy thing you were just talking about, you're not going to believe it, but I totally feel you on that. You'll call up.
Right.
I think I got one this morning that we won't get any calls on.
Okay.
And we take a great sense of pride in knowing if nobody calls, then we've done our job.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing, without even knowing what you're going to say.
We talked about it this morning.
Okay, before I knew what you were going to say, I'll still finish my sentence. I bet not only do we get one call, but I bet every phone line ends up on hold.
I would doubt it.
Because that's just the way it goes. Like, every random nonsense, anything, we end up with, we'll get one call, and then we'll go, oh, there it is, there's the one person. Then next thing you know, every light is on.
It's like everybody else is waiting for the acceptance of one person to break through the barrier.
I didn't say anything until somebody else is on.
Right. Well, I will defer back to Jen Hobby, because this is based out of her entertainment buzz, and Danny DeVito, his appearance on The View yesterday. Dude was hammered.
He was drunk, and he admitted to partying with George Clooney the night before, and that he had stumbled into his appearance on The View to promote that movie. And I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember the name of the movie. Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls.
I think it is, yeah. And so he was drunk on The View, and he was doing some President Bush bashing, and they had to bleep him out a whole bunch. And he basically, like, sort of ended up almost throwing up. He laid down in Rosie O'Donnell's lap and made Barbara Walters mad, and Rosie O'Donnell had a blast with it.
So at one point last night, when he's out hanging out with Clooney and they're doing shots, he realizes, look, I got to be on The View in a couple of hours. And for him, that's work. I mean, he's working. He has to promote his movie that is coming up.
Right.
So that is a work day for Danny DeVito.
Right.
He's hammered. Mm-hmm. So he's got to go on The View drunk. And this is him kind of like, you can't really hear him slurring or anything like that in this clip, but he's just goofy enough to where when you know he's buzzed, this makes sense.
You know, the guy who...
You're waking up, aren't you?
Trying to, like, you know, figure out what to do with our country and our women and men in the military. Donald!
All right, so here's where I'm going with this. This is work for him. Again, he has to promote his movie.
Yes.
I am wondering if there's any Burt Show listener right now that is either getting ready for work or you're going into work and you're drunk right now.
Oh, we'll get a call? Are you kidding?
You are drunk. You made the conscious decision sometime last night. Like, if it was Friday morning, I would almost say, I know we're going to get a call. Someone's getting ready.
Right.
They're buzzed. Someone's coming to pick them up or what have you. And they're buzzed going into work. But I don't know that on a Thursday morning, someone is going to call and say, yeah, well, I made the conscious effort at 2 in the morning. I was just going for it.
And then you think, I mean, you assume that everybody has the same work week, too. So there's plenty of people that today may be their Friday, you know?
But they're going, oh, that might be their Friday. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. 404-741-1005. I've been guilty of this before.
Yeah.
Not here, but I certainly have done it before.
Well, radio is unique in that it's almost a rite of passage to go to some station, if you're a morning person, to end up at some station event that, you know, all right, I'm going to make my appearance there from 7 to 9, whatever. It's
like Nelly Christmas. Like, if we went out to Nelly Christmas on a Sunday night.
And we have every intention of bailing at 9 o'clock.
Right.
But then it's like fun.
I'll have a glass of, have one glass of wine. I'll have a drink. Okay.
Well, when you have to be in at 5 in the morning, it's easy. Yeah. I mean, down the hall, I did it when I was younger.
And then you're only, the problem is, like, with a regular finger quote job, you've got, let's say you stay out until 1 a.m. and your job starts at 8. Like, you've got 7 hours in there to process that last cocktail that was in your system, and then you get to work by 8 or 8:30. 7.5 hours.
Sober up. You're a little hungover, but you're sober.
You're going to be all right.
We are all up and working at 4:30. That's 3.5 hours after the last cocktail could have been sipped.
That's harsh.
Let's do it on Monday after Nelly.
Voice disguiser, please.
It's on.
We will call you Alex. You're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey.
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 So I'm on the way to work, and I definitely drank from 10 last night to 5 this morning. Me and a buddy that I haven't seen in a while, we went to the gas station and bought like 2 18-packs. Well, we bought one the first time, and then we had to go back and get some more.
Now, you're not driving, are you?
You what?
You're not driving, are you?
No, I'm being driven.
Okay, good.
Where do you work? Not where specifically, but what do you do for a living?
I'm an intern.
Okay.
I'm a college student, and I intern in Atlanta.
What kind of work do you do?
I do work with computers. So
computers.
I just, a
desk all day. I'm a podiatrist. I do. I do orthopedic surgery.
I'm an open heart surgeon.
I'm glad it's not like a daycare center or school. This is
well. I'm glad you're not driving.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
All right.
I would like. I wonder if we could get Governor Sonny Perdue on to declare today the day of Bird Show responsibility.
No, I thought you were going to say if he ever went to work drunk.
You're willing to give your kid to Hoss if you're willing to, you know.
Let's not involve him. We want to make a good impression.
If you're at work drunk, what else can we do that's just completely irresponsible?
Call the governor when we're behaving badly.
Yes. Tattle on ourselves.
Yeah.
Need the voice disguiser on this one. Good morning, Allison. You are on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Not only am I juiced, I'm stoned.
Well, there you asked. How could it get more irresponsible?
Oh, my God.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you a question about this, all right? Because I sort of feel like I know where you're coming from. Let me just guess the scenario.
Yeah,
let me just guess
this.
The scenario. So you're up late last night. You are hammered. And you get up this morning and you're still drunk. And somehow, someway, somebody talks you into that if you light up, that's going to sober you up.
Yeah.
Did you light up at home or at work?
It was just a guess.
I was told that the way to get over the first one was to have another.
So what occupation are you, what occupation do you have and where are you doing right now?
Driver.
I'm a receptionist.
A receptionist. Oh, great.
What is a receptionist?
So what do you do, like, how many people do you interact with personally? Like, how many people will walk by you today?
Probably over 100. I'm a receptionist for the state. So I work for Sunny.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Are you kidding me? You are in Sunny's office right now, stoned and drunk?
No, she works for the state.
In his office.
What's that?
I'm not in his office.
Oh, no.
She's a state employee.
State employee.
So
oh, okay.
No.
So this is not going to help, you know, because sometimes state employees
have a reputation. Let's not be specific.
Have a reputation of being slow moving. This is not gonna, certainly isn't going to help.
Is your voice kind of echoing, bro, or is that just me?
Gotta go. My boss is coming back.
All right. What? Good luck.
I bet she's random drug testing. I bet she's about to get fired.
Yeah. Oh no.
Gotta go. My boss is coming.
I wonder if any bosses have one of those little portable breathalyzer things in their desk.
She's getting a hair sample taken from her right now.
Absolutely.
Susie, hey.
And you know what? She's totally not gonna process it because he's gonna say, "Look, I'm gonna need a sample of your hair," and she's gonna look at him and go, I like your hair, too.
Susie, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hi. How are you?
Are you drunk? You're drunk right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had vodka and Red Bull. My last one. I have, what was it, 4-7, 7:30?
This can't be
and
real.
Are you real. Are you at work right now?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in a legal aid in the attorney's office.
This can't. You can't be serious.
But this is the first time I've ever done this before. I just had a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Hold on. Hey, Susie, do you need to be on the voice disguiser?
No. I guess so.
Oh, you guess so.
There we go. Susie, did you say what you did for a living? Yeah. I'm sorry, I missed
legal
that.
Aid.
Legal aid. Legal aid. Attorney's office.
An attorney's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of law are we talking about being practiced around you today?
It's a criminal. It's a criminal attorney's office.
Oh, my God.
So you are working on either prosecuting somebody or defending somebody today?
I'm not sure what I'm doing
today.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Susie, what is, like, because right now you have some sort of project on your desk.
Yeah.
What project are you attempting to tackle as we speak?
It's a case against spouse abuse case.
Yeah. And what are you trying to do with it right now?
I'm typing out some paperwork.
She's typing.
We have, in the standard forms, it's kind of
just
fill in the blank, so.
Oh, I feel like I'm living in a vortex. At what point did you say that you took that last drink?
It's about 7, maybe 7:30.
A couple, not even 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
So right before you went to work?
Yeah, well, I was going to just drink a Red Bull, but I've been drinking them all night with vodka in it. It just didn't taste good. So my friend Jules, she went ahead and added in some vodka.
So.
She's handling legal documents this morning.
Right.
How can nobody in the office know that you're hammered?
We have two other girls, but we're really close. And the attorneys that I work for, they're out. They've out of the office until after lunch. So I'm hoping by the time they come in,
you'll be asleep.
We have got to go.
What is wrong today?
Hopefully by the time my boss comes in, I'll be comfortably curled up underneath the desk, sound asleep.
I can't tell if everything's aligned all right today or everything's aligned all wrong today.
She needs to go home. She needs to get that friend who drove her in to turn around and drive her home at lunch. She's
never going to make it to lunch.
She's going to be hungover by 1 in the afternoon.
The Burt Show.